And I promised to end at a decent time, maybe 2:30 or 3. I'll get you out of here. Amen. Thankfulness is, well, I'm glad you're not going to 4, Pastor. No, I'll get you out of here in a good time. But God is good. I want to read these words to you while you're looking it up. If you need a Bible, there's probably one in front of you. Matthew Henry wrote this in his diary. He said this, I want to write these words about being thankful after a robbery. First of all, let me be thankful because I've never robbed before. Secondly, because although they took my wallet, they didn't take my life. Third thing, because although they took my all, it wasn't much. And number four, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed somebody else. How many of us, we still can be thankful? I'm not thankful for cancer, but I thank God He will be there with me. Are you with me? I'm a cancer survivor myself here. So I understand there are struggles and needs, and we had a conversation before service. Never, ever, ever tell somebody they don't have faith if they're sick. We live in a body that is sin-cursed. Are you with me? But build that individual up. Are you with me? How many of us that wrecks faith? I said that wrecks faith. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, this morning I have 7 attitudes and actions for Thanksgiving. And, you know, truthfully, I really want you to put these into practice this Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just not a day. It's a lifestyle. How many of us, you can be thankful tomorrow like you can on Thursday? But it requires some areas of our life. I share with the first service, I work with a gentleman that he was really negative, and he always had like a little snide comment in there to put one in there and put one in there. And he always looked at an area where, like, you know, oh man, sometimes you felt uncomfortable. Well, he was reading the scriptures and he saw in there, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. He read a scripture on don't let any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is edifying. And he took a week and he began to meditate on it and look at that. And he said, you know what? I need to change what I speak out of my mouth. Are you with me? And he began to work on it. He began to say, you know what? There's got to be something of praiseworthy. I can build things up. And he began to change his insides by letting the word work in there. Because it's one thing to do this. Now, I know my brother here. Say I wanted to thank him, but I didn't speak it. All of a sudden, I'm going to do this. I'm going to think it. How much did he receive? In my mind, brother. How many of us, we need to speak Thanksgiving. It's one thing to think it. It's another thing we have to speak it. Well, the friend of mine, he began to do that. He says, you know what? I'm going to change my conversation. I can find some praiseworthy. I can build people up. And slowly he began to work on it. This guy became one of the most positive guys I ever met. And it wasn't a facade. It wasn't like he just shifted into that. He changed what was in there. How many think the power of God can change what is in there? If you think about it, when Jesus was going to the cross, and if you read some of the words people spoke, it was unbelievably awful. Yet he didn't revile back. That's the power of God working in the individual. That's not natural to our flesh. What's natural to our flesh is to be grumpy. How many wake up grumpy in here? Okay. How many have moments where like you get like a little mood swing going on? There's a crabby adventure, amen? I told my wife that one time, you're being crabby. How many knows that doesn't work? How many knows that's not a good thing? That's not good marriage counseling. But my wife, she had this cream she had to put on because she struggles a little with dry skin. And I used to call it the crabby cream. And I said, honey, you're awesome and your demeanor isn't like this, but when you put that on, you change. And she goes, you're absolutely right. Well, we went back to the doctor and found out there was a steroid mixed in with that cream that was making her crabby. See, I called it out. It's called the crabby cream. Amen? That's what I called it. Now, don't bring it up after the fact. I did that one time. I go, did you put that crabby cream on? She goes, no. I mean, that's not a good thing. I'm telling you things that will save you. Now, don't do that. The truth is like, no, it's, but we need to work in that area. Thanksgiving needs to be something that's a part of us. And all of us have an opportunity, not just think it, I'm praising you in my head, but we got to speak it. We have to get words to it. When it comes to this Thanksgiving, like many of you, we have family coming over, I'm going to go see my father. So those areas there, either you're going to travel or see somebody. So number one, the first action for this Thanksgiving and attitude is be joyful. In 1 Corinthians 5, verse 16, 17 says this, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. How many of us, we can be joyful. The joy of the Lord is your... How many ever heard that? Then Christians need to be happy people. Can you imagine witnessing like this? I'm going to use Marcia. You need Jesus, and you need what I have, bless God. I mean, sometimes it's like, well, man, maybe I already got what you got, all right? I mean, it's good news. I mean, Jesus was a joyful... Do you know Jesus laughed? He rejoiced. He even, many times, he made a public thing like this, Father, I thank you that you revealed it unto these babes, not unto the wise and prudent. Talking about the gospel. Jesus is a happy person. When you get to heaven, God isn't going to be this big old grump sitting on a throne. It's your turn, Kathy. Come on over. What do you need? Could you imagine that cowering that area? But joyful. Kids can tell if you're a happy person or not. And they're honest enough to tell you, you're kind of grumpy. True? How many of those, their filters may not be all there, but I found this out. You know what adults are? I think I'm one now, maybe. I'm getting there. I'm just working through puberty now. Adults are older youth. Amen. That's all we are. I may have a certain age, but inside I'm younger. I may have that. You're outside, you may be, but inside, bless God, you're younger. Amen? Just all of us, I wish I had the wisdom I do now back when I was younger. It sure would have helped out in some areas. How many agree with me there? A whole lot more no's and a whole lot more, I ain't doing that. That's another story. But our first attitude and action is to be joyful. Number two, our second attitude is this. It's so simple. We need to give thanks. It's amazing to me you can have a day of thanksgiving and not give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Now, my wife and I do this every Thanksgiving before all the festivities happen. We get together and we go, let's list all the things we can be thankful for. And we begin to rattle them off one after another, after another, after another, until, you know what, we've kind of exhausted what we can think about at the moment. How many think that's changed the day? By giving thanks, you're voicing to God how much He means to you. I thank God I'm saved. No one had to tell me I was a sinner. I knew it. Give me some help on getting, changing that situation. I'm thankful heaven's my home. I'm thankful that all this right now is temporary. The truth is that He's our builder. He's our maker. And one day we're going to see Him face to face. Now, when we get to heaven, I don't believe there's anyone in here has a problem that you're going to be happy. Anyone who wants to be just mad all your rest of your life, that's not heaven. Now think about it. He's going to give you a new body because you're going to be so happy this one would blow apart. But you have His Spirit in you. So the same joy that He's going to experience, you're going to be able to experience that also. Isn't that neat? Move the limitations of flesh out. We win. I said we win. In this life there are sorrows. In this life there are struggles. But there's no more tears when we make it there. But those that are separate from God, it's the worst experience ever. You will be in that emotional state. You will be hateful all your life. You will be upset all your life because you died in your sins. Amen. How many knows knowing that you could have went to heaven and chose another way will be the worst feeling ever? Amen. Knowing that you could have had this, but you chose that. That's why Jesus said, don't set your affections on these things of this world. If you increase in riches, fine, but don't set your heart on them. They're not going to save you. Just enjoy them for the ride. And put your money to good use. Say amen. And we're given thanks in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, if you're taking notes. In everything, give thanks. Say in everything. I don't thank God for the bad, but God, I thank you, you're still with me. I thank you, you're going to see me through. Come on. In Psalm 50, verse 23, he offered up praise. He who offers praise glorifies me. I love that. He who offers praise glorifies me. Well, you know what? This Thanksgiving, how about have a moment before people show up? What am I thankful for? I guarantee it, my wife and I, our day has changed instantly. I want to wake up that way. I have to stir myself up with that Holy Spirit spoon, as it were. On Sunday mornings, my ritual is this. Father, I thank you. I don't have to go to church. I get to go. I get to serve with God's people today. Today's the day you have made. I'm going to what? I'm going to rejoice and be what? Glad in it. You've made this day. Thank you, God. And it's like I take that batter, as it were, and I begin to work it, and soon it becomes pliable because I get chunky overnight. How many of you decompose overnight? You know how people spike their hair? It's cool. I wake up that way every morning. I swear I must turn my head on the pillow and spin. Because I wake up, it's all up there. And I look in the mirror, my wife goes, nice hair. I remember one time, it was a few days ago, and I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. A few days ago, I didn't even bother messing with it. And I went outside, and my hair was way up there. And my wife goes, are you going to go like that? And what do? I look all right. No, your hair. I looked in the mirror, and I swear it's like 3 inches up. I go, yeah, I'm going to go like this. Let's see how many looks I get. I walked in the store, and this lady did this. She goes, didn't say anything to me, but I knew what she was thinking. What a handsome guy. In Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always unto God. Unto our Father and the Lord Jesus. In Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, offer your requests. How many of us, if you're thankful, it matters. Now, if I'm going to thank my brother, I'm going to thank him. In my head, I just thanked him. How many of us, that doesn't cut it. We need to extend, and you need to voice what you're thankful for. I know the Lord can read your mind, but I'd rather him read some lips. I'd rather him hear it from your mouth. Lord, I'm thankful. Thank you. I got something to praise him about. Number three, third attitude in action. We need to sing this Thanksgiving. No, singing is only for Christmas and birthdays. Why can't we change this Thanksgiving? I'm going to bless his name. Lord, I thank you that you're awesome. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. It sounds to me like thankfulness and blessing go hand in hand. How many of you can sing unto your God? That's a different thanksgiving. I'm going to praise my God this Thanksgiving. I'm going to sing unto him. You know why? Because I have a new song. I have a song to redeem. In Psalm 95, verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and listen, and make a joyful noise with psalms unto our God. Sounds to me like thanksgiving and praise go together. How many of us, we need to be joyful? Listen, it's different. Most are going to watch football, fine. How about you add some praise to it? Amen? Now, I always marvel at those that get into it. I don't mind seeing somebody like dressing up as the alphabet, you know. I don't understand being zero and you have no coat on because no one ever shows that you do get sick without it. But during the moment, well, that's cool. You're the, make sure. I remember one time I watched a football game. They had it spelled wrong because one guy was in the wrong position. And I remember going, what's that word? Oh, dude, you got to change that. I mean, I was that they get into it. Shouldn't we get into it? Yes or no? How many of us, Jesus is worth celebrating? I said, he's worth celebrating. Then I could add, so there could be a song, or there should be a song. There needs to be a song this Thanksgiving. In Psalm 96, verse 2, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation day to day. It's a good preaching, Pastor. Thank you. Number four, the fourth attitude in action this Thanksgiving is rejoice. Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
I mean, those that were thankful, but I'm going to rejoice. It's like another layer. I'm thankful, but now I'm going to rejoice. Rejoicing means you've received what you've been asking for. I rejoice. How many ever been happy when you were a kid, got some Christmas present you wanted? Anybody ever happy? Now, obviously, things are a whole lot different. Some of the stuff we have now, they didn't have back then. And I'll be honest, some of your toys are called antiques now. Just go in an antique place. You go, I used to play with that. Amen? Some of them were worth a whole lot of money. But there was no toy that ever got unwrapped in my house that didn't get played with. Whenever I see something like pristine, brand new, never opened, that didn't happen in my house. I don't know what that was, a gift that was never given. Because as soon as it got to my house, the box was tore up, it was out, and we broke it before the day was over. Oh, nobody in your house, amen? I mean, remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots? The real ones, the full-size guys, now they're smaller. I used to play that all the time. And then we played it so much, they had a little ratchet thing in there. The teeth started to wear off, so one was real easy to get. So whenever I invited family over, I always took the better one. I staged it for my benefit, amen? I knew I was going to win, because one little tap that, amen? Just like my brother, when we had, back then we had pop or soda. Remember when you had that, when it wasn't so bad? My brother, he wouldn't mind getting us all, I'll get everybody a soda. I found out 25 years later, he goes, you know when I used to get you guys soda? None of you ever noticed. I go, notice what? I'm thinking, what'd you put in there? He goes, I used to fill all your glasses to the top with ice, and you only got that much pop. And I only put a couple cubes in mine and had all the pop. I'm like, dude, I never knew that. I was always thankful you went and got it. You always had another motive in mind, amen? I mean, sometimes you even got to check the motive. No, don't check the motives. In Psalm 33, verse 1, rejoice in the Lord, O righteous. Praise Him. Psalm 146, verse 2, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto God while I have my being. That is this time. And that's every day. As long as you live, I will praise the Lord. Now back to my buddy. About 2-3 months later, I begin to talk to him. He goes, you know what? I'm trying to find some good in my conversations with people. Because most people are broken down and need some encouragement. I said, well, what do you do? He goes, you know, when I meet somebody, I begin to think about them. I begin to listen to them. And then I try to bring an encouraging word to their situation. He went from Mr. Negative to snide comments to building people up. He was somebody you wanted to be around. He was somebody, if you were down, you wanted to call. Because he was being genuine, because he genuinely changed. How many want to be that way? How many still have some days where you're good and sometimes you're a little grumpy? How many have some default things that you kind of default back? If this happens, you know that you're going to be this way. One person. How many want to see that change? I watched this guy literally change and not be phony about it. He says, you know what? I can rejoice today. God is on the throne. I can build up. We need also to be that. Number five, the fifth attitude in action for Thanksgiving is this. Offer up prayers. Colossians 4, verse 2, continue in prayer with the same watching with thanksgiving. Listen, you got an opportunity to see all your family come together? Have a time to pray for them. Amen? If you're the one that's going to have the dinner blessing, then don't do this. Lord, bless the food. Amen. No, you might as well get down with it. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're on the throne. I thank you for my family. It's bountiful blessing you've given us, Lord. Work in our lives. Change us. Then do the little peek there to see if somebody's still paying in it. Amen? But privately offer up prayers. When I get together with my family, my prayer is this. Lord, open up a door today I get a chance to share. And it's amazing how the Lord will work and they'll bring up the conversation. I'll just answer the question. Too much salt makes people gag, but a little seasoning does wonders. Changes the flavor of the meal. Amen. This Thanksgiving, offer up prayers. Spend a little time in that arena. Because sometimes it may be the only time that families get together. And sometimes you need patience with some family members. Amen. Oh, your families are all perfect in here. How many knows the bigger the family, the more the stuff? But I don't want to shift into a mode that all of a sudden I'm angry. I've seen families get mad at each other at Thanksgiving and Christmas. I've seen people declare, I'm not coming back here again. I've seen that. I want that to change. Then, Lord, I want to be the peacemaker. Amen? Blessed are the people, for they've seen God. Then the Lord's able to divert that because now we have the character to handle it. How many of you have ever faced a situation where you'd handle it one way before, but God's worked in you, now you handle it a little different? That's the power of God in operation. Listen to me, it's just as much a miracle when we change how we respond truly because God's in us. When I look at Jesus, he's our ultimate example. I thank God for the character God has. The things he went through, yet he just did it willingly. Could you imagine somebody speaking to his face saying, you have a demon and he is God. That, what an insult that is. But yet he took it. He took it when he was called illegitimate. He took it when he called that you're the carpenter's son. You're relegated to nothing. Who are you? Your brothers are among us. You cast out demons by the prince of demons. He took it all. You saved others, save us too. And yet he just took it because he knew who he was. Amen? When he was reviled on, he never spoke back. And believe me, here's another area. It's one thing to somebody to rail on you when you're in good strength, mind straight, things are cool. What happens when it all falls apart and that happens? You're going through a bad situation. There's a big struggle. You got a health issue. How many knows it adds another layer to it? You add that flesh layer to it, and yet Jesus is going to be torn apart, whipped, beaten, crown of thorns on his head, lashes on his back, and still not rail. Oh, Lord, help me. How many got some areas to go yet? I got some areas to go. But God's good. Amen? When I look at the Lord, here's a couple quotes for you this morning. One thing we should be abundantly thankful for, that only you and God have all the facts concerning you. Say amen. If you have nothing to be thankful for, there's probably something wrong with you. If you think you haven't had much to be thankful for, thank God for what you don't have. How many of us, we can be thankful people? We can. We can find some thankworthy thing. Thank God the preacher's not going to preach long today. Amen. I had that one to it. In Romans 12, verse 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and continue instant in prayer. Then get up in the morning and pray for your family. Let some of them pass, Lord, touch him there. You know this person there? And we all know when it's going to be cantankerous, true? Sometimes when this one gets together with this one, they don't like each other, whatever. Then, Lord, I pray you'll diffuse that. Lord, it won't be an issue today. How many of you got prayer involved? Then, Lord, give me that character to walk this through. Now, if your family's all harmonious, that's cool. Then pray for somebody else's family. Amen? But don't do this. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like Bernice. That she thinks she's all that. But Lord, I thank you that you've made me like me. Don't pray like that. Right, Bernice? That's not a good thing to pray. Good prayer. And by the way, Bernice is going to be speaking at the ladies group in the next few weeks here. Pastor, evangelist, prophet, teacher. You're 92, 91, 90. 90. She's 90 years old.
Yeah. Amen.
That's awesome. I think it's awesome. She's one of the sweetest ladies, and she can dish it out too. I pick on her here, but she picks on me privately. So, the sixth attitude in action for this Thanksgiving is fellowship. Don't be a loner. There are some people that don't have a place to go. Have a listening ear. Oh, I'm preaching now. When I was in school, I looked for people that I could go over. I remember one time I didn't mention anything. Lord, I just left it to you, Lord. Lord, if you want me to have a go somewhere for Thanksgiving, just open it to somebody to ask me. Nobody asked me. And I learned a valuable lesson. You can ask somebody else. I read it in Scripture. Nicodemus, Jesus said, today I'm coming over to your house. I was eating food that was less than appropriate, and I'm thinking, people are having turkeys tonight, mashed potatoes and gravy, and the only reason I don't is because I didn't ask somebody. Now, that doesn't mean impose your will on somebody, but how many know some people don't want to ask because they feel like they're intrusive? Maybe they lost a loved one and now it's their first time alone. How many knows there's always room for one more at the table? Listen, if you don't have a place to go, you come see me after service. This Thanksgiving, we need to have fellowship. But it breaks my heart when somebody said, well, I didn't have any place to go. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. But take this step. Ask. Amen? As a young man, I started to ask. And I was nice about it. Say, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? You got family coming over? Do you have room for one more at your house? And 99.9% of people say, yeah, do you need a place to go? Yeah, oh, come on over. And I didn't overstay my welcome. I wasn't like that one that's, it's 3 a.m, it's time for you to go. No, I was respectful towards the family, respectful towards the meal. And you know what? When I looked at that plate of food, I'm like, oh, thank you. I could have this food or that food. Oh, Lord, thank you. Amen? And people are always accommodating. Come on. Let's make sure we have that too. Maybe somebody that you know is in a situation. Come on. Scott Hurlbrink, Glenda's brother, passed away this week. Glenda's kind of bummed. So younger brother. How many knows that's tough during this time of year? Sometimes we need to look up, open up. When you eat with family and friends, it's a good thing. It's like this in Psalm 55:13. It says this, I'm a man of my equal, my guide, my acquaintance. In 1 Peter 4, verse 9, use hospitality one with another without grudging. And I've learned this, you bless somebody at this time, you'll make a friend for life. Now, I'm okay, you guys. It might be over. I'd never use the pulpit as a place for increasing gain. But I do know, hey, there are people there. How many of us, we need to be mindful of that. Also, maybe if they can't get out, maybe you can bring them something over. I know some shut-ins that would mind just make a little plate. How much it'll bless you. I just want to drop this off for you. How many of us, that'll bless somebody? They'll think somebody was thinking about me without me even asking. It'll bless people. Jesus would do that. Then be mindful. You know your world. You know those who are in it. That leads me to number 7. Somebody say, oh, he's almost done. Number 7, an attitude in action this Thanksgiving. This is my greatest point. Rest. After you eat, people are going, take a nap. Nappage is good. I said, nappage is good. Listen to me. After you had all the festivities, kick back and like, hey, this is the nap time. If your children in their room, listen to me. Give a time where you can just rest. Rest does the body good. In Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all that you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This Thanksgiving, it needs to be restful. Now, I know if for some of you that are cooking, it can be stressful. Because turkeys are iffy. You miss it on the time, it can be hard or burnt or rubbery. It's like, how can you make sure all that cooked just right? Because you want it to be well, amen? Now, I'm not here to bring up movies. How many remember when the Griswolds, when they cut the turkey and it went, poof, shh. That is so hilarious to me. All right, I'm sorry. It's hilarious. But if you're the cook, can you imagine that being that way? And everybody being hot, like chewing on leather. You want it to be the best. You really do, because you want to entertain the guests. So sometimes it can add a stress level. Especially if you're in charge of doing all that plus hosting it. Oh, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Amen? Sometimes the cook just needs a chance to rest. How about look today and say, you know what? I'll take care of that for you. I used to have to do that for my mom. My mom was like a little worker bee. She just... I remember one Thanksgiving, I said, Mom, you've done way too much. I remember pushing her out of the kitchen, my siblings, saying, you can't come in here anymore. And we made sure everything was done, put away, scrubbed, cleaned, dialed in, that she could just put her feet up. Thank you, Mom, for what you've done all these years. Can we do that? Well, what if you're over somebody else's house? You know what? I can take care of that for you. No one wants to take out the garbage. Why don't you? You can do something. You can be a blessing. But after that, you know what? There are times you just need a nap. You just need to rest. There's nothing wrong with that. The Lord can stay up 24/7. Now you can't. So I've learned, Lord, I'm walking this out. I'm going to give this to you because both of us can't stay up all night. We'll pick this up in the morning, Lord. I thank you that you're with me. It makes the evening great because when you're stressed, there's no rest with that. And generally when you're stressed, you start to forget about the way you should be. How many ever blown your testimony? Made a mistake, shared something maybe you shouldn't, said something. Four of you? How many know sometimes it's hard to bring those words back? And when you got to put your foot in your mouth and swallow it, it's really difficult as well. Amen? God will replenish, as it says in Jeremiah 31:25. He'll replenish the weary soul. And when you're able to receive that strength this Thanksgiving, I want you to put it to practice. I want you to look and say, you know what, this is going to be a great Thanksgiving. These are suggestions in these areas, but you know what? I'm going to put these into practice. Amen? Amen. I'm going to look at it and say, there's going to be some rest. There's going to be some fellowship. Ha! I'm going to offer up prayers. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to bless His name. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take those areas and be joyful and give thanks. With all these, my Thanksgiving's going to be different.
Amen.
Because He is Lord. And then you can think about one another. Oh, Lord, I thank you for them. And I'm not just going to think it. Today I'm thinking you're all blessed today. I want to bless all of you. You're all blessed. I mean, it doesn't cut it. That's why I make a joyful noise. I don't mind when people do things. When I watch football or basketball or whatever and people are getting into it, I understand. They're rooting for the home team. They want them to win. But what about our Lord? He's won the battle. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. I'm believing this with all my heart. A joyful noise is not a golf clap. Amen? I'm not a real golfer at all, but if I ever do golf and you golf with me, you can make as much noise as you want and scream when the guy hits the tee. Wouldn't that make it more fun? Shh, going for the putt. No, let's see how skilled you are. You're going to miss it! Make it interesting. That's how I feel. I golf with this guy I went to school with. We went out one time and we were terrible. And the rule was you had to run the other person's ball over with the golf cart before they hit it. Oh, that was fun. It would drive the ball in the ground and you had to dig it out. Oh, that was the funnest ever. And the secondly is, the cart never stopped when the person drove it. So if I drove it, he had to run and catch up to it and jump in while it was moving. If he was driving, I had to run. It was a blast. You're running with the club. You're trying to grab on. Until the people at the golf place said, you guys are not welcome here. But it was fun. We had fun. We would cheat on the score. I think I had a 15. I wrote down a 6. I got a 10. I wrote down a 2. And one time I got a hole in one, believe it or not. Cheaters! It didn't matter. We were having fun.
Yeah.
How many of us, we need to have some fun in the house?
Amen.
Not disrespectful, but you know, if it's time to make a joyful noise, God, you're awesome. It's authentic. It comes out. Well, you know what? It comes out. What's authentic and real comes out. Bring it out this Thanksgiving. If you're hosting it, set the mood for your place. Hallelujah. And God will meet you. Amen. You'll offer up prayers. You'll bring that Thanksgiving. You'll offer the blessing. You know what? The last time my family asked me to pray, oh, that was so awesome. I didn't preempt it. I didn't think, well, he's the pastor. He's probably the one that should pray. I never take advantage like that. I sit down with my fork and plate ready to go. The last time I had my eyes closed, I knew somebody's going to bless the food. Lord, this is going to be good. Tom, would you bring the blessing on the food? Okay. I stood up at the table, all the families there. Remember the kids get that table over there? I said, we're going to pray, and I want all of you to bow your heads. The whole family went. Like, you ever, like, when everyone stands, I want you to hear that. Everyone went, just like that, all in harmony. And I began to pray, Lord, thank you for our family. Lord, thank you, Lord God, you've kept us strong. And you know what? I could sense that they were being touched. Because God's moving in. Amen? I pronounced a blessing on the family. Lord, keep us from evil. Lord Jesus, if our relationship needs to work on you, Lord, help us. Not one interrupted, and everyone said amen when we were done. I had two of my family members come to me afterwards and say, you know what? They don't understand conviction. I kind of got touched when you prayed that. That's all they know about it. Well, God's working on you. I mean, God can do it. You're ready to go. You change that. You're not looking to be something special. It's just who you are. As a church, we need to be thankful people. We need to be thankful we come and thank God. Amen? Thank God for one another. Thank God for who you are. Thank God for your Savior. If we do this and it's in us, it'll change that grumpy pattern to what God starts to want. Because we're living it out. Because I want to change that too. I haven't arrived. How many want to change it? The power of God can allow us. Because in heaven, none of you are going to have a coarse word to speak at all. Then Lord, let me start it now. Amen? I can still be truthful, but Lord, I don't want to be evil. May you enjoy this morning?
Yeah.
Amen. If you would lift your hands towards heaven, Father, a blessing on this congregation. Lord, I pray you'll go before them, Lord, whether they're traveling, whether they're home, Lord, whether they're meeting family that they know, or Lord, even those that are without. I pray in the name of Jesus for a spirit-filled thanksgiving. And Father, I ask you, Lord God, to change us, that, Lord, we put these attitudes into action. That, Lord God, we can rejoice as it is every day to be thankful. Father, if there's an area that we're struggling with or we divert back to a certain thing, Lord, we want to change those defaults, that we can glorify you, change us. And Father, I pray a blessing upon this congregation. Lord, meet every need in each home, Lord God. Lord, continue to move in their families, divine encounters to be their portion. Lord, bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen.